Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with information that can save your life. The show will teach you not only what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world and give you the courage to say no more. Of course, the ability to understand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me, first by watching research fraud, euthanasia, and experimentation, which caused me to leave the hospital setting in the early 1990s, but then in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com, I realized that I can't be the only one that has figured this out. In fact, the medical mafia is, as you know, if you're a regular listener, creating diseases, killing people. And that's what we have to face so that we can put them out of business. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams on my websites and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent, speaking the truth, and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-health. It's not just knowing the truth, but acting on the truth that will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is the biggest fear of the psychopaths that control our world, who are pretending to be public servants and pretending to be representing us, etc., etc. We are paying for our own destruction, and it's time to stop doing so. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And of course, before you can actually do something about the psychopaths, you have to recognize who the majority of them are. They are wearing yarmulkes, and I'm happy to say that tomorrow, on These Changing Times, my early Sunday show, J.B. Campbell, my most popular guest, will be joining us again. And then, actually, on RBN, I will have, as my guest again, Deborah Tavares. She is an expert in electromagnetic attack, but I really strongly suggest, if you haven't yet done so, to go to her website, stopthecrime.net. Take a look at some of those source documents, including Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the NASA document, which tells us what NASA is really up to. I'm telling you, people, Star Trek, The Matrix, all of these quote-unquote sci-fi fantasies are reality. And it's really getting very ugly. But we must not be in fear because, of course, we're already dead. If we do nothing, you know, as we read on the Georgia Guidestones, as well as in Agenda 21, if we do nothing, we're already dead, 90% of us at least, and so we have nothing to lose. If you care about your family, especially your children, then it's time to grow a backbone to stand up and say no. And it could be over in a heartbeat because, of course, there's many more humans than there are psychopaths. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, which I really appreciate because I use my PayPal donations to help with costs to keep the websites up, buying medical documents that I need for my research. Many of them you have to pay like $30 a shot, which is ridiculous, but that's how it works. Because I'm working on some really amazing solutions. So I do appreciate anyone who is willing to support my work. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the mafia. Okay, people are sending me all kinds of Skype messages. I can't answer you right now. I'm on the air. Okay. So please do help your friends or family who are too ill to face reality, because once their brain actually starts working, then they may have the courage to open up their eyes and say, uh-oh, it's time for us to do something. And especially in regards to the elderly people, because they have already lived their lives, and if they care about their grandchildren, you know, they're not working for the man, maybe they'll be willing to get involved in some kind of a gray revolution. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know that it's going to take lots of us to stop these monsters. And, of course, in order to really open your eyes, your brain has to be working. And with the elderly people, of course, it's primarily the aluminum and mercury, especially from their vaccines that they're getting, which are causing Alzheimer's disease. And with the younger people, it's just a combination of multiple vaccines causing neurological damage, as well as psychiatric drugs they're giving to both groups. The list is endless. And they're doing this on purpose. They're taking away our ability to use logic and critical thinking. Now, I know some of you may just prefer to put your head in the sand and just say, I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. Well, ignorance is not bliss once they start working on you with their toxic drugs. Especially if they manage to give you cancer, and then they start treating you for cancer, and you become nauseous around the clock, lose all your hair, etc., etc. That is not something you want to be signing up for. Much better to be healthy and actually realize what that feels like. I feel healthier today than I did when I was in my early 20s, you know, drinking liters of diet soda and eating the wrong things and not having a clue. And especially when I went into medical school and the sleep deprivation was starting to be used against me. So it's a wonderful thing to actually have some degree of health. And, of course, the most important thing you need to get to that point is to know what not to do and know what to do to detoxify yourself. So that's what I teach people when I do consults. You can go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on the services tab. It explains how I do consults. I have clients all over the world, people and pets. You don't need to see me in person. Everything is done by a very detailed history. And you can also contact me by calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also, thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you, because so many strange things are going on with my electronics. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you. To reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. My Skype username is drcrowley1. However, I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. I have hundreds of Skype contacts at this point. It's just getting too overwhelming. So do not use Skype unless you are international, outside Canada or the Caribbean, because you have a toll-free number that you can call me. Much better than to email me at drcrowley@gmail.com, because I get too many emails and I could easily miss your email. So if you're interested in a consult, please call me or Skype me if you're outside the toll-free area. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, which I do not access during the show because I have to be my own board op as well as the host. And it's just too much to actually watch the chat room as well. Recent show archives are posted on the station site. Archives of my shows from the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Crowley Archives. which, well, I hear the music. I'll continue after the break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Yeah. And we're back with What's Ailing America. And that was Sean from Australia that was speaking right before the break ended. His show is Two's Company, Three's Allowed. I did an interview with him last Saturday evening at midnight my time, Eastern time. It was a very good show. So if you want to listen to the archive of that show, check it out on Orion's Archives. Two's Company, Three's Allowed. And it's just so wonderful to know that we have people all over the world listening to this network, participating with this network to wake up the sleeping masses. Because I know, once that happens, these psychopaths will not have a place to hide. So anyways, getting back to my intro, which I never have time to do before the first break, you can go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, for archives of my show for the past few years. On that main home page, you will hear the Orion Archives as well as various assorted other archives I've done on other shows. I don't post all my archives, or I don't ask Sheldon Day to do so, because I do so many shows at this point. And mainly I'm talking about vaccines when I'm on other shows, and there's so many other archives you can listen to the vaccine information. But the Dr. Carly Archives page on the lightofdayradioshow.com has the Orion Archives, and then you'll see on the left-hand side, you click on an icon for these changing times that has the archives for my Sunday show on thesechangingtimesradio.com.ning, which is from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on the other side, you'll see the icon to click on for my republicbroadcasting.org archives, which I was on Republic Broadcasting for a few years, and then I was removed, and now I've been put back on. And as actually of next week, John Stadtmiller has been saying for some time now that he was going to remove Studio B. He has now removed Studio B. However, I was told that because my show is so popular, I will be continuing on the main, you know, network. I don't think they're going to call it A or B, because now there's no B. So now it's just factorypublicbroadcasting.org. My show will be at its regular time tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern. But as of the last Sunday in October, I will be moving up an hour. I will be on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. So definitely tune into these changing times tomorrow to hear J.B. Campbell, as I said, probably my most popular guest. And then in the evening on RBN, I'm going to have Deborah Tavares on again, a woman with a wealth of information about electromagnetic attack and all of these source documents, which basically show us what the psychopaths are doing, have planned for us, are doing to us, and we're paying for it. And, of course, we have to say no. And I know it's scary, but obviously there is a monster under the bed. And rather than become an ostrich or just, you know, hide, that's not working. So we have to actually stand up like adults and take on the monsters. And, oh, by the way, the hoster for Sheldon's website, iPower, had contacted him a couple weeks ago and told him that so many people were downloading my archives that it was taking up too much of their bandwidth, and they actually ordered him to take down my most important and popular archives, which is totally insane. You know, if you have something that's really, really good and everybody wants to hear it, why would you take it down? Apparently somebody whispered in their ears. So he had to get another web hoster. And I want to thank him very much. He's been very diligent. He has to reload all those old archives going back years. And I just heard from him before the show. I think he's starting with the most latest archives. And I think he's gotten it caught up to June of 2011. So he's continuing to work on that. And I really appreciate him keeping my archives up realizing that this information is important for people to realize and understand. Also, please support the Orion Talk Radio Network by donating on the homepage or buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron, who's also donated a toll-free number to the station at 888-320-6151. We do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show, and it's very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. And at least for the time being, I've decided I'm not going to have guests on this Saturday show. I'm just going to give updates about current events and what's going on, because the psychopaths are definitely stepping up the program, and there's lots of things that you need to be aware of. So you don't have to wait to the second hour to call in. You can call in whenever the mood hits you if you have a question or comment. Once again, the toll-free number is 888-320-6151, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. I cannot access my Skype when I'm doing this show. I'm on the station Skype, so if you Skype me something on my personal Skype, I'm not going to see it. Okay. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a Silver Lungs colloidal silver generator. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you can learn how to obtain the silver generator I use personally for myself and all my pets. And there is now a colloidal silver gel, as well as a colloidal silver soap, as well as a colloidal silver deodorant that's available as well. So Silver Lungs keeps coming out with more and more silver products until the FDA or one of the agencies, you know, tries to crush them. But these products are amazing, and I strongly suggest that you check them out. As a matter of fact, I had a woman from Texas contact me. Her grandchild severely vaccine damaged. But they're spending all their money on attorneys and private investigators and things of that nature right now instead of getting a consult with the child. However, I did suggest to them that they get a generator. That's what I would do if I was them. Of course, not giving medical advice, just telling them what I would do if I was them. And letting the child nebulize the silver because he was so sick with pneumonia, and they were telling him how he had to go to the hospital, telling the parents, and I'm sure if they'd have brought him to the hospital, he would be dead. But instead, they did get the Silver Lungs generator. They did have him breathe the silver solution, and by the next day, he was 95% better. No need to go to the hospital. And so it's really amazing what these natural things are capable of doing. Unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance. And this is what keeps so many people from, you know, doing the right thing for their themselves and their family. Because they figure they paid for the poison drug insurance, that they're, you know, getting all these different prescriptions. So they're going to use it even if it kills them. And that's really a pretty amazing thing that I realize every day. Okay, the answer to today's question, what's ailing America, is side effects created by the psychopaths. And I have a number of things to talk about, but, you know, it's just amazing to me as I'm reading the Charlotte Observer, which is the local paper that I receive, and seeing the advertisements that are allowed in these papers by Big Pharma. How could this be? There's no other country on earth that allows, you know, the media to take cash to print this garbage for people to get them to believe that these different drugs and vaccines are beneficial. Only here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, America, United States of Amnesia, do our representatives, who are absolute whores, take money from Big Pharma and pass laws allowing them to do this, so that the brain dead sheep will see an article in the paper and say, yeah, that looks like something I need to do. So, on October 10th, on page 12A of Charlotte Observer, I was amazed, kind of, to see an entire page advertisement for the Zoster vaccine live, made by Merck. This is a vaccine against shingles, but of course they're inoculating you with the chickenpox virus, and so it's actually going to give you the problem. But what's amazing to me in this article is that they actually admit the truth in the patient information, which is at the bottom of the page. And amazingly, right above where the patient information starts, it actually says, before you get shingles, get vaccinated. Now, of course, translation, in order to get shingles, get vaccinated. But check this out, what is actually stated in the patient information section, which very few people ever bother to read. As a matter of fact, as I always tell people, if your doctor gives you a prescription, if I was you, I would stick the name of your drug into any search engine, hyphen side effects, and read for yourself what Big Pharma admits to as to the side effects of the drug, because guess what? If your brain is working, you would never take it. But this is what they admit to in the patient information. Okay, Zostavax contains a weakened chickenpox virus, varicella. Now, varicella is the virus that causes chickenpox. If you do get shingles, even though you have been vaccinated, Zostavax may help prevent the nerve pain that can follow shingles in some people. Well, if you do get shingles after being vaccinated, then obviously you've got the shingles from the vaccine, because they just told you that the vaccine contains a live chickenpox virus. Now, they say that it's weakened. What the heck does that mean? And how do they know that it's weakened? Obviously, they don't check every single vial of vaccine. They're both yawning again. Don't know what's up with that. They don't check every vial of the vaccine before they send it out to be injected into you. Okay. And, of course, they do admit that some people who get the vaccine may still get shingles. So then why the heck would you get the vaccine? You know, just like they say, people that get the flu vaccine may get the flu. Well, of course, because they got the flu from the vaccine. But this is their, you know, way of basically, you know, trying to make excuses for what's actually happening. And how sad. The more people don't ask themselves, wait a minute, if I'm still going to get the disease after getting the vaccine, then why would I get the vaccine in the first place? Because it's got all kinds of other bad stuff in there. Better just to let my little grandchild cough or sneeze on me and get the virus naturally. Guzzle colloidal silver, and in all likelihood, I will not even come down with any symptoms. You see, that's the way to go. But the vaccines, as I always explain, and as I explained in the document, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which is posted on drcarly.com, explains the way vaccines corrupt the immune system, causing all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. So it's not just a matter of getting the actual infection. It's the corruption of the immune system that causes all of these other problems. Well, but I'm telling you that some people who get the vaccine may still get shingles. That's the old plausible deniability thing. You see, it's not that you got the disease from the vaccine. Oh, no, no, they always deny that. The holy cow, the sacred cow of medicine is vaccines, and no doctor will ever admit, even if you got the vaccine and you dropped dead as soon as they took the needle out of your arm, they would probably come up with some excuse, oh, you were afraid of needles and you had a heart attack or whatever. They just don't admit that the vaccines cause any problems. Okay, let's go on further here. Tell your health care provider if you expect to be in close contact, including household contact, with newborn infants, someone who may be pregnant and has not had chickenpox or been vaccinated against chickenpox, or someone who has problems with their immune system. Now, why are they telling you that? Because they're inoculating you with a live virus, you're going to be shedding the virus, and all of the people so mentioned will not be able to be exposed to a live virus without having a problem. And so that's why they're telling you this. But the absolute best part of the whole thing was towards the end of the patient information, where they actually state the following additional side effects have been reported with Zostavax. One of those side effects is chickenpox. Chickenpox, people. Now, this virus causes chickenpox. They're supposedly giving it to people that have already had chickenpox because chickenpox is a herpes virus and it does store itself in your nerves. And if your immune system is weakened for whatever reason and you have this infection within you, then the chicken pox can come out, and if it's stored in the nerves, it comes out along what's called dermatomes, especially along the rib cage, and you get these very painful lesions called shingles. But I just thought it was so hilarious that they're also admitting that an additional side effect is chicken pox. So therefore, they just admitted that the vaccine causes the disease. So why would anybody take this crap? That's what I don't understand. But of course, the grocery store I go to the most often, at that corner, there are three pharmacies on one corner. There's only one corner that doesn't have a pharmacy. I think it's CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Every single one of them has these gigantic banners, you know, in their lawnage, which says, you know, flu vaccines available, shingles vaccines available. They're just, you know, trying to get the people to go in there and get shot up with this garbage, which it also admits in this advertisement includes inactive ingredients, including hydrolyzed porcine gelatin and monosodium glutamate. MSG, which is an excitotoxin. What are they doing putting that in a vaccine? Well, it's obviously for a nefarious purpose. But you see, there's many people who, by their religious laws, especially the Muslims, are not allowed to eat pig. Now, I wonder if they're telling Muslims who are foolish enough to get vaccinated, roll up your arm, I'm going to inject you with a little bit of swine, okay? Not to mention, you know, chicken pox could be grown on aborted fetuses and all of these things. So, this is straight from hell, and that's why I'm always trying to warn you people to check things out for yourself and always warn your loved ones if they will listen. Oftentimes, they won't. But you do the best you can, because that's all you can do. Because this information could save their lives. Okay. So I'm talking about, you know, side effects created by the psychopaths. let me bring up another product by Big Pharma, which was advertised in the Parade magazine last Sunday. This magazine is just chock full of disinformation. Of course, I learned some years ago that it's actually produced by the CIA in terms of the disinfo and the distraction stuff. We had talked on a show, I think it was last week, about this 5-page article they had about the importance of getting vaccines and this young child that got HIV meningitis after getting the HIV vaccine. And, you know, their plausible deniability story as to why that happened, not even considering that it could be from the vaccine. But another article, or another advertisement that they have posted actually in the Parade magazine on page 15 from October 14th, 2012, is almost a whole page ad for, let's see, Oestrogen. It's an estradiol vaginal ring that treats the postmenopausal symptoms of vaginal atrophy, which occurs because postmenopausal women produce less estrogen, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they're suggesting that you ask your doctor if this Estrogen is right for you, and let's talk about some of the important safety information on this. Estrogens increase the risk of cancer of the uterus. Well, sign me up, okay? That's their first statement. So you're going to worry about vaginal dryness and exchange that for cancer of the uterus. It is important that you report any unusual vaginal bleeding to your doctor right away. Do not use estrogens with or without progestins to prevent heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, or dementia. Using estrogens with or without progestins may increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, breast cancer, or blood clot. Using it with or without progestins may increase your risk of dementia. You and your healthcare provider should talk regularly about whether you still need treatment with estrogen. Now, of course, there are natural hormones that women can use made out of plants, be they progesterone or estrogen, and that's what I teach all my clients about. This is absolute garbage made by Big Pharma. In fact, let's see, who's making this crap? Is it Merck? I think it's Merck. Actually, what's really funny about this article is that most of the patient information is on the next page. The font is so small, I couldn't read it even with a magnifying glass. It's got to be like a 1 or 2 font. So don't know what company's making it, but exchange your vaginal dryness for cancer. See, that's what some people are doing. Okay, there's the music. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with Love Telling America, where I answer today's side effects created by the psychopaths. And amazingly, how so many people are starting out with some kind of a symptom and exchanging it for untold side effects because of the prescription drugs that are being prescribed. As a matter of fact, a new client of mine, a woman of 130 pounds, 60 years old, no medical problems, just went to the white coat for an exam, you know, the yearly physical. That's one of the ways they hook you in there. They told her she was pre-diabetic, pre-hypertensive. She ended up on 5 drugs. And then, of course, started having all kinds of symptoms. Well, I taught her how to wean herself off those drugs and take natural therapies to reverse the damage that the drugs had already done. And she was, as I said, 60 years old. So this is what I realized. Even when people don't have a problem, the white coats are still putting them on the drugs because, of course, they have to get them off the Medicare dole. You know, Congress stole those Federal Reserve notes in the Medicare Trust Fund. That's the one great thing that Ross Perot did for us, is he told us all the truth about that, which is why they had to get rid of him back in whenever it was, I don't remember what year he ran for president. But that actually woke up a lot of people, which is why they went after him. But of course, here in the United States of amnesia, that people just don't remember. You know, drink a little more fluoride, get some Prozac, whatever, and you'll forget everything that you used to know. Unless you detoxify yourself and take natural things to help support your brain. Okay, so I talked about that last drug, which, as I said, was so hilarious because the font used for the patient information section, I'm not kidding, it's 1 or 2. So small you can't read it even with magnifying glasses, and I have excellent vision. So, you know, how is this stuff allowed, people? You know, of course, they're killing us, so we shouldn't be surprised by anything that's going on. But in that same edition of Parade magazine, we had another, let's see, this is a 3-page spread about a drug called Prolia. And, of course, we have Blythe Danner, an award-winning actress, recommending to you that you take Prolia. Do we know if she's taking this crap? Of course not. We can't believe anything they say. But let me just say, hold on, caller, I'll get right to you. This is a prescription medicine used to treat osteoporosis in women after menopause who are at high risk of fracture and cannot use another osteoporosis medicine or other osteoporosis medicines did not work well. Now, the really hilarious thing about these osteoporosis medications is that serious infections can happen because Prolia is a medicine that can affect your immune system. Skin problems such as rash, dermatitis, eczema have been reported. But my favorite is a severe jawbone problem called osteonecrosis. Osteonecrosis means your bone rots. So you're taking this drug to allegedly, you know, fix your osteoporosis in the rest of your body, but in your jaw, the bone will rot. And I can't tell you how many women I know that have taken this kind of garbage because there's various different versions of these osteoporosis medications. And in many cases, they get all kinds of problems with their teeth and their jaw, and the dentist won't even see them because once you've got this crap in your system, you've got a problem. Okay, I'm so glad we're getting a caller from 208. Are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. What would you like to say?
Okay.
I'm here.
I would like to know, I've noticed a lot of increase in fibromyalgia. Is this a drug reaction?
Well, in my experience, fibromyalgia is primarily from mycoplasma, which is in vaccines and is also being sprayed on us in chemtrails, but it's also involved with the polio vaccine. So when I do consults for people with fibromyalgia, you know, I have them detox mycoplasma and the polio virus, and, of course, you have to get your immune system working well. But if you remember, that and chronic fatigue, I mean, for how many years did the white coats tell people, especially women that were presenting with this problem, they were telling them all that they need to go see a psychiatrist. So that's what they do. The same thing happened with Lyme's disease. That's what they do for a number of years until finally there's just too many people coming forward and saying that they're having the problem, and then they'll finally, you know, come up with a name for it, but only after they have a drug for it.
Okay. I've got a friend who has that, I think it's called Ray-Bans, where your fingers turn white.
Raynaud's.
And they put her on medication for that, and then all of a sudden she got fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it sounds like I need to have her call you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I always tell people what you need to do because, see, patients believe that their doctors would tell them that if a drug had severe side effects, like what they should look out for, but they never do because, first of all, they don't have time. They have to see, you know, 50 people an hour just to pay all their staff to fill out Medicare forms. Second of all, they don't know anything else to do but give drugs. So if they had to tell people that the drugs were going to cause these various and assorted problems, nobody would take the drugs. And people would say, well, why are we going to these white coats anyways? Let's just, you know, avoid them altogether. And that's what they need to do. But the first thing I would have her do, if I was you, is, as I said, put the name of the drug into any search engine, hyphen side effects, and read what Big Pharma admits to themselves. You'll probably find 15 to 30 side effects in addition to the very problem that she's taken the drug for.
Okay.
And see, Raynaud's is, it's just another, you know, there's so many vaccine-induced diseases. The easiest way for me to explain it is that it's pretty much all the diseases under internal medicine. But I suspect very strongly that if not the sole culprit, certainly the vaccines she's received are highly involved in causing this abnormality of her blood vessels, which are causing her blood vessels to just clamp down and not allow any blood flow into her fingers. It's a very painful condition. And
well, is there any kind of herb or anything that helps that?
I love when people ask me a question like this. We have all these severe problems. Give us the magic bullet. No, there are no magic bullets. Once you get deep in a hole, the way your friend is in a hole, she's going to have to do a number of things. She's going to have to detox the reason she got the problem, take natural things to repair her immune system. There are other natural substances that can help you with the damage that's been caused. If you're looking for magic bullets, keep going to the white coats. And
I don't go.
Right. But
I don't go.
Saying,
I'm trying to talk her out of it.
Right. There are no magic bullets. There is no one thing that you can take except for, well, let me make a, see, like I described earlier in the show, this young child that I was called about who had severe pneumonia, they were getting ready to bring him to the hospital. He was better by the next day by breathing in colloidal silver. However, he's severely vaccine damaged. The child he's got no tone in his muscles and all kinds of other things, which is one reason he can't breathe properly. So it's not like the colloidal silver is going to heal him of all his problems. It just stopped him from going into the hospital where they would have surely killed him. Right. So it was a stopgap approach. But people have to start checking these things out, you know, instead of just believing the doctors who know absolutely nothing. And, of course, as I always say, one of the most important things you can do is eat good food. You have to eat organic food, no GMO, no pesticide. You know, drink lots of good, clean water. Those two things are critical. And the doctors don't even tell people about that. So, you know, that's one of the most important places to start. Does your friend get the flu vaccine every year?
I don't know. I just ran into her today for the first time in a couple months, and she's got all these problems. And so I thought I would call your show today because I listen to you every week.
Okay.
I will try.
Yeah. That would be the first thing I would ask her. Did you get a flu vaccine recently? Because especially if this whole thing came on very quickly, that would be the most likely reason.
Okay. I'll do that, and I'll have her try and call you and get something set up with you.
Okay. Well, and I thank you for caring about your friend, and I thank you for calling in. And all we can do, folks, is try to lead the horse to water. If they won't drink, there's nothing you can do but at least try. Because the suffering.
She's excited to try. Her medication's costing $500 a month for one pill.
Whoa.
For one group of pills.
Okay, have her check out the side effects. Okay, I hear the music.
Right, will do.
Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back. $500 for a pill?
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
And today I have a special treat for you guys. Going to be interviewing Jim Mars coming up.
John Farmer was appointed and named as the